Well, joined once again by Dana Dirks. Been a little bit busy week off the ice for you, Dana, and the staff, and of course, Tad is our associate general manager. But earlier this week, announcing the signing of Logan Denton, a smaller, more offensive type defenseman to come join the Hawks next year. Well, Jack Mitchell's an Okotoks born blue liner. He's 6'4". He signed a letter of intent for next year. Maybe a different player, but more help coming on the blue line for next season.
Yeah, obviously Jack's a little bit of a different player, obviously, than Logan is. He's going to come into us at 6'4", 195 pounds right now, currently what he's playing at. He's the captain of the U-17 AAA team that won the Provincials last year in Alberta, and now he's an assistant captain with the Okotoks U-18 AAA team. Big-bodied guy, blocks shots, plays hard. Just plays the game the right way. He chips in with some points here and there. This weekend he had a goal and an assist in his one game, and that's definitely some potential there with him as well. But he's obviously bringing something that we don't have signed on for next year with a lot of that size and physicality, and he'll be a beast to handle in the SJHL.
The Hawks rink as well. I don't like to show comparisons out there, but Cole Beamon type?
Yeah, probably has a little bit more bite to him. One of the things that's really stood out for me with Jack is, he never quits. He never gives up. His compete level's through the roof. I happened to watch him play one game where his team lost 9-1, but he was only -1 in a game where his team lost 9-1, and there's less than a minute left. You're losing by 8. It's pretty easy to mail it in, and he was out there playing like it was overtime in the Stanley Cup final. He was absolutely giving the same effort then as he was at the start of the game, which is exactly what we're looking for. We're trying to build this team with a lot of character and compete level, and that's something that we've been missing on a lot of nights so far this year, and these guys will help bring that compete level back up.
Maybe there's another letter I've missed amongst the, the recruits that, talked to you about over the last, month or so, but correct me if I'm wrong, this is the third, I know not a midget captain, but assistant captain on a championship team. That's three leaders you guys have signed now for next year.
Yeah, it's definitely something that we're taking a look at. He's definitely captain material. As I said, he was the captain of last year's team that won the Provincials, and jump in your first year of U-18 AAA and get a letter right off the bat speaks a lot to a kid's character and what he brings to the table. And obviously, with Jansen and Taylor and Adrian Fox and now Jack and Logan, we're really focusing on at character and compete level, and we want guys that want to play the Nipawin Hawk style of hockey, and so far we've been pretty fortunate to land a few good ones here, and we're still working on some others. As everybody knows, we've got a lot of turnover coming up this year, and continuing to have some conversations here. We're obviously our job's never done here. We're always trying to find the right mix, and definitely compete level and character and leadership is right at the top of our list of things that we're trying to recruit.
Flip side of that, but two defensemen in a week, and just, quickly looking at the depth chart, and obviously lots of changes over the summer, but obviously Landon Pappas, just 18-year-old, probably coming back next year, the great player. Vito's going to be 20. Trey will be 20 next year to lead the group. Henry Smith has been playing some forward. Knows what Henry's up to next year. Obviously Luke Chase will graduate, so will Liam McInnes. Ohio probably has bigger things in mind for Ronan next year. But does this leave any room for the guys like Jack Jensen, as you mentioned? It's getting tight back there.
We're still kind of the way we've got things playing out right now. Obviously, we don't over-recruit, but we don't want to catch ourselves off guard either. Obviously, last year we had a couple of big blows come down, late in August, where you lose, two of your top defensemen, one to the Western League and one to the BCHL, and that kind of stuff can always happen now, especially with all these crazy things going on in the game. But, right now, this actually, as we're seeing now with the changes in the game, we're probably going to have to run with 8 defensemen. So this leaves room still for a couple of more guys to come in. We feel like we'll probably bring, four guys back, and then these two, and there's still room there for a couple more.
Yeah, obviously, as mentioned, lots can change before and then and now. Thanks for doing this, Dirk. See you, and we'll see you around the recent future.
Thanks, bud. Take care.